It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Mayor Adele Justice from Farron. We're going to talk about Peach Days. It's coming up September 9th through the 12th. They've got a lot of great events planned as usual, so we're going to talk, give a rundown of those and just have a good time because that is what Peach Days is all about. Adele, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Now, we were talking a little before we came on the air. There's been a little bit of a, you know, discussion between Farron City and Brigham City over Peach Days.
Absolutely.
And you're saying that Peach Days has been going on for
121 years. Peach Days started in 1901 in Farron and has been constant every year since that time.
And how long has Brigham City been going?
I think 1908.
Oh.
Yeah. Or maybe 1904. I don't know.
I don't know. But Farron Peach Days is the real deal.
We are the real deal.
And this year we were just discussing the fact that, you know, it was one of those things that you've been kind of wondering what it was going to morph into as far as with COVID-19 and social distancing and things like that. But there was never a point in the year where you were like, you know what, we're just not going to do it this year.
No, not really. We wanted to hold a celebration and we felt like if we waited it out, maybe things would get better.
So, and you were like, you know, you were even telling me that at one point you were thinking of maybe going virtual.
Right. We did think of trying to do as many of the activities as that we could virtual. And then when we sat down and just started discussing, most of our activities are outdoor anyway. So we thought those that don't have huge crowds normally, we're going to just go ahead and go for it and do it.
All right. So everything is going to kick off Wednesday, September 9th. And it looks like we're going to have the bike ride at the Mayor's Park. Let's talk about that.
So the bike ride is a family event. We encourage everybody to bring their bikes. Of course, wear your mask if you like. We will have hand sanitizer. We will have masks. We will have all the items that's needed for the precautions of COVID. But bike ride, you can ride your bike and pretty well keep your distance. So we have a couple of different options for bike rides. We have a 5-mile ride and a mile ride. And you choose what you want to do, go on the ride, come back to the park, and then we'll be giving away somewhere around 15 bikes, I believe, this year. So it's a great event, one of our most popular events and one of our biggest events for family participation.
And also on Wednesday, you'll start accepting, you know, the exhibits and things at City Hall. And when does that start?
I believe that starts Wednesday morning, just 10 a.m., 8 a.m., whenever people are ready to bring down their exhibits. So baked goods we don't want until a little later in the week, but handmade items. Exhibits is something that's been a part of Peach Days from near the beginning. People like to show off the things they've been working on, and so we love showing that stuff off. So we have that display in the City Hall.
And so then it will obviously continue into Thursday. It looks like there's a fun run on Thursday that starts at the library.
We do have a fun run. The proceeds raised at this event will go to a cross-country team. I believe the Emory High cross-country team. We have several different runs there again, just like the bike ride, different distances. And if you don't like to run, you can come and just walk.
But it's also going to be kind of centered around families can do it together.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. We do have a lot of family participation in that as well.
And then it looks like that night we get a drive-in movie at the fairgrounds.
We do. So I think the movie they're showing is Goonies. And drive your car down to the fairgrounds. We'll have the sound broadcast through your radio. And we've got a giant screen. And you can just pretend you're back in the day when we had good old-fashioned drive-in movies.
Back at the drive-in. Okay, then on Friday, there's a bunch of events going on. We've got Sidewalk Picasso. We've got the night golf. And then we're going to cap the night off with fireworks. Let's talk about some of those a little bit more in detail.
All right. So Sidewalk Picasso, we invite families to come out again and show us your artistic talent on our sidewalk. You can draw, you can write, just whatever meets your fancy. And just kind of a laid-back event. Just come when you want. We'll have Chuck there. You can draw and then leave. There will be prizes awarded for some of the art. So if you're really artistic and want to show your stuff, we'd encourage some really fancy stuff.
All right. And then night golf at Millsite.
Oh, yes. Millsite is so popular for night golf. And our pro, Casey, has lined up a night golf, and it's really one of the most popular events that he does at the golf course.
And they're a lot of fun. If you've never gone out and night golfed, try it once, and you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, it's absolutely. And Millsite looks great this year. Our course looks great this year, so we invite everybody out for that.
And then, of course, we'll wrap everything up Friday night with fireworks at dusk. And we got to get to bed early on Friday because Saturday morning, bright and early, it's one of my favorite things, the Field of Flags at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Absolutely. It is probably, again, one of our popular events. Our American Legion and Auxiliary do a program, and they do the 21-gun salute at sunrise, and then you can just walk through our display of over 400 American flags.
It's really something to see.
It really is. It's beautiful.
Get out there just for that. And then you've got other things going on. Of course, the exhibits and displays going on all through the day on Saturday. A car show this year. It's going to be down by the fire station.
Yes.
That is always a lot of fun, draws a lot of people out. Food truck roundups.
So we just have some food trucks there in the park. So if you want to get out and just have something a little different to eat, we've got a few food trucks coming. That's kind of been one of the events that we were hoping would be bigger this year than what it is. I think the COVID has definitely affected that. But we do have some food trucks and a few vendors that will be in the park, and so you can come on down and get your lunch. And
all right, and then starting at 1 o'clock, you'll have a cornhole tournament. And then a couple of newer things that are taking place this year to end out the day, starting at 5 with the color dance in the park. And then at 9 o'clock, you're going to have a light parade. Let's talk about those two events.
So our color dance is new this year, and we want to just give COVID a color and tell it to go away. So it will start at 5 o'clock. People will be able to purchase little packets of color chalk that they can throw in the air. We'll do three countdowns, one at 5:15, one at 5:30, and one at 5:45. And when we do these countdowns, when we hit one, you just throw your color in the air, and we've got a lot of color, so we can make some pretty colorful displays, I think, with our color dance. The dance itself probably won't last a long time, but we will have music, and you can dance and throw color or whatever you want to do.
All right, and then you're going to cap off the entire weekend at 9 o'clock with, as we said, it's a new thing this year, the light parade.
It's the light parade. We're going to start up at the Emory County Care and Rehab Center, and we'll go down to the Farron Library, down Canyon Road, and out to the middle school. So it'll be a little bit different route than what our normal parade is as well. But you can line up along the parade route, or you can just watch from your homes if you happen to be along that. One of the things that was really hard for us this year in the parade is not being able to throw candy. So we are going to have a little booth at our Saturday events in the park, and people can come and pick up a bag of candy that they can set in their car and watch the parade and eat the candy that doesn't get thrown at them.
Well, it sounds like a great weekend of events that you guys have planned out there. Now, if anybody needs more information or anything on these, where can they find it?
They can actually call Farron City Hall, and we can give you the information. I probably should note, we had advertised that our firework display would be at Millsite Lake, and it will be at the Fairgrounds Park this year because of the fire restrictions.
Okay.
So, but everything will be taking place in Maris Park, that area, and from there to the fire station. So we're easy to find, and it should be a really great time. We hope people will feel comfortable and come out, and we encourage you to wear your mask if that's your comfort level. Wear your mask and come out and just party with us and have a good time.
Have a good time. That's what it's all about. Mayor Adel Justice, thank you so much for coming over and letting people know about your event. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's Farron Peach Days, September 9th through the 12th.
Thank you so much, and we'll see everybody at Peach Days.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.